The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined in the studio by Craig Forsyth to look ahead to the best of Sunday's action. We're going to look at three contests at Kelso and competitive affairs by all accounts. How's things, Craig?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks, Alex. Looking forward to the racing this weekend and a cracking card at Kelso on Sunday, which is the highlight being the Borders National, a great race over 4 miles. And yeah, very much looking forward to it.
Good stuff. We'll just kick things off by just discussing, it is the front of the racing post, not the main story, but Newcastle to become all-weather track under Arc Plan is the headline. Arena Racing Company yesterday unveiled plans for a new all-weather course that would mean the end of turf flat racing at the venue, although the Northumberland Plate would remain on the turf. And I believe it's something that you're fully in support of.
Yeah, I think it'll be excellent for racegoers in the north. You know, it gives you the chance to attend. You know, at the moment, my closest all-weather track is Southwell, which is you know, best part of a seven-hour round trip. So obviously, you don't get there very often. But with Newcastle being on the doorstep, Alex, it's somewhere where you can pop along. You know, in terms of the punter, you've seen. You know, it isn't going to be much different to Southwell and Wolverhampton. We're going to be seeing. You know, the same horse is running throughout the winter months when it's on. Obviously, a bit better class horses during the summer. But you'll be able to see the horses running on a regular basis and get to know the horses as individuals. And for the punter, I think it'll be very, very good. And for the track, obviously, we've seen a lot of meetings there disrupted, you know, particularly last season by the ground, heavy ground. And obviously, the first straight all-weather mile. Really looking forward to that project. Hopefully it takes off. I think it's just at the planning permission stage at the moment. But I wish Ark and Newcastle Racecourse the best of luck with that project.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree more with that. It'd certainly be something that I'd be interested to go to. I mean, I'm just thinking here for one idea. I have a season ticket for Newcastle. I'd happily go to the match and then on the way back go to the races. Or, you know, I think it's something that the North has been crying out for. Whether or not Newcastle is the best place remains to be seen, but at the minute it certainly seems an exciting prospect, put it that way.
Yeah, very much so, and we'll make it our very own all-weather specialist, Mr. Babtine, and if Wolves can get back to the Premiership in time, he may be able to tie and visit the Tyneside with some racing.
Right then, we will look at the three contests at Kelso now. We'll kick things off with the 125. Is that the first race you're going to look at here?
Yes. Yeah,
it is a handicap hurdle over 2 miles. 13 runners down to go to post. What takes your eye here, Craig?
Yeah, it's a competitive handicap hurdle. Starting point, I think we'll start with Sleeping First, Alex. A horse that is well treated over hurdles. He's won 5 times, but all victories have come over fences. But he's now rated 127. In that department, so he comes back to hurdles after falling at Musselburgh last time, and like I said, he's off 112 here with Dale Irvin taking a further 7 off. He's a good ground horse. Conditions in his favour tomorrow. I think he's one that you have to include on any shortlist.
Okay then, and dangers.
Dangers, you know, progressive horses. Red Pender won very well at Ayr last time. You know, I think really appreciated the soft ground. Will he repeat that with drier conditions tomorrow? Raven's Tower was an impressive winner down at Plumpton. I think that was the first Son of Raven's pass to win over hurdles. But it was an impressive performance, a progressive horse. He's gone up £12 for that. But, you know, I think he'll go on again, and he's a juvenile, just still a three-year-old. But I think the biggest danger may come from George Charlton's bogside. He won his novice here. He's now dropped to a winnable mark on 107. He's been running consistently well, you know, at the track behind Brian Ellison's All That Remains, and then behind third behind Turtle Watch. And again, a decent effort last time at Musselburgh behind UU Atolli. And he's on a competitive mark. He runs this track particularly well. Good ground is his optimum conditions. You know, I think bogside and James Uator sleeping first are the two to concentrate on here.
Okay, then. If I had to push you for one, would it be sleeping first?
Yeah, I think it would be sleeping first with the you know, the mark he runs off tomorrow effectively. You know, with Dale Irvin's £7 claim, he's off 105, which is some £22 below his chase mark. So he's very, very well handicapped, and with drying conditions in his favour, he would have to be the selection. But I do respect bogside.
Okay, then. Next race that we'll look at is the 155 from Kelso. It is the Scottish Borders National, a handicap chase over 4 miles, 10 runners down to go to post. Really, really interesting contest, this, for a lot of different angles into the race. Should we start with the top one? Imperial Vic for Michael Smith. Ryan Mannion takes the ride and hasn't done a great deal wrong to date.
Yeah, he's just gone off a little bit too hard in the early stages of his last two races. He set the race up for Green Flag on his penultimate run at Kelso over 3 miles. And again, last time at Carlisle, he'd just gone off a little bit too hard in that graduation chase, and Vintage Star was able to pick him off late. And the worry for Imperial Vic tomorrow, Alex, is that Scotswell's in the race as well for Harriet Graham, and he's another out-and-out front runner.
Yeah.
And if these two horses were to take each other on early, you know, I think they could cut each other's throats and set it up for a stronger stare in the race. But when I say stronger stare in the race, looking through the form of these horses, there's not a lot of horses that have proven form over 4 miles. So there is a little bit of guesswork involved here to see which horses are going to see out the trip. But, you know, I think I would certainly have to pass over Imperial Vic and Scotswell, because I think they could go hammer and tongs at it too hard, too soon in the race, and set it up for something coming off the pace tomorrow.
Okay, then. Where are your eyes drawn to then in terms of selection?
Ross Castle's the one. I think he could be a little bit of value here. The furthest he's been over, with, you know, shown any degree of form, is 2.5 miles. He has tried 3 miles, but he was pulled up on that occasion. So, you know, the furthest he's been with any form registered on the board has been 2.5 miles. And he made a good seasonal reappearance last time at Carlisle behind Toychef of Nicky Richards, who's absolutely bolted up again. He's a real likeable horse. You know, I've seen him a good few times in the paddock at Kelso. You know, first time I've seen him, really took to the horse. Nice, strong type. Like I said, a little bit of guesswork whether he'll see out this 4 mile trip tomorrow, but he does have, you know, a fair amount of stamina on the damn side of his pedigree, which offers hope that the step up and trip will suit. Of the rest, Bishops here got to be respected. James Hewitt went very close in the race last year with Captain Americo. I think he'll run well, and Royal Knight down at the foot of the weight, he's one that shapes like he'll see out this kind of distance. But for me, I'm prepared to take a chance here with Rose Dobbin and Wilson Rennick's Rose Castle. He's certainly the best handicapped horse in the race. If he sees the trip out, I think you'll go very close to winning this.
Okay, very interesting. The final race that we'll look at, is it the 225 from Kelso, Craig?
It is.
It is. It is a chase, a handicap chase, over 2 miles, 7.5 furlongs. It's a Sunday 5K bonus race. And it's quite a nice contest, to be honest here, Craig. We've got some real sort of yardsticks of form in the north coming up against each other. A couple of old boys in there as well. Where should we start with this one?
Yeah, you know, another, like you said, Alex, £12,000 to the winner here. And, you know, well done to Kelso for putting on such a fabulous card. And I hope it's well supported with a good crowd. And it's certainly very, very good competitive racing tomorrow. This race is, you know, over the best part of 3 miles. And like you said, we've got a few last time out winners heading the weights. Cruz Linen of Donald McCain's, who won well over course and distance last time, beating Maggio. And Rossini's Dancer, who beat Saved by John at Aintree over 2.5 miles. He steps up and trip. I think both horses have been raised by the handicapper, and I think they'll struggle off the current marks, to be honest. The horse I do like in the race is No Planning of Sue Smith's, a progressive horse, still only six, but seems to have been around for some time, this horse, and he was a good winner at Wetherby last time. I think if he hadn't hit the second last, he'd have won by much further. His previous run behind Grandad's horse was a real good effort at Wetherby as well. He's got winning form at Hexham, so he's not just a Wetherby specialist, and he's also won a novice chase round Kelso last year, so he's gone up only £4 for that victory at Wetherby. I think he's still very well treated off a mark of 1.31. On the whole, he's a solid jumper. He's a good stayer. Ideally, probably prefer a little bit more juice in the ground, but I think he'll go very close to winning this chase tomorrow over 3 miles.
Okay then, No Planning the pick there in the 2.25 at Kelso. Could you just run us through your three picks at Kelso on Sunday, please, Craig?
Yeah, we're starting off in the handicap at 1.25. We're going for James Hewitt, sleeping first, who's very, very well handicapped over hurdles. Then the big event, the Scottish Borders National at 1.55. Let's hope Ross Castle can do the business for us there. He sees out the 4 miles. And finally, in the 2.25, No Planning to win that 3 mile handicap chase.
Okay, great stuff, Craig. Best of luck with those selections and enjoy the action.
Thanks, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.